My name is Laura Young. I am a researcher at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. I'm also an academic at American University. I'm an anthropologist there, working specifically on Central America.
Okay. And you seem to have taken an interest in reviewing a paper that was published. Well, you reviewed a study that was completed by researchers at Vanderbilt University.
It's the impact assessment of U.S. violence prevention programs in Central America. It's the LAPOP, the institute there at Vanderbilt, the Latin American Public Opinion Project at Vanderbilt University.
And that was completed in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then why did you take an interest in reviewing the data collected from this study?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that it is one of very, very few publicly available evaluations of any of the Central American Regional Security Initiative, CARSI, programs, right? And evaluation of what their interventions and treatments are actually accomplishing. And this is something that folks have been following. Security initiatives in Central America have been paying attention to, and it's also something that critics of the program have pointed out in their own evaluations of crime statistics in terms of military and police abuses. And so upon finding this data, it didn't seem to really corroborate what researchers and human rights activists on the ground had been reporting or noticing, or even some of the violence observatories in Honduras had been reporting. And so wanted to see if this data was actually statistically significant. And, of course, found that, by and large, it's not. We can't really rely on the findings of the data.
Laura, can I ask you something a second before you go on? Is that, as a researcher, do you see that commonly, that people's perceptions of violence are a good measure in the first place? I mean, I'm having trouble understanding why just statistics were not taken, data, just hard data was not taken and evaluated.
Yeah, that's a great question. As a researcher, it's really concerning data. It might be useful for, you know, voting polls and things like that, but in terms of really assessing concrete measures like the rate of violence, perception is not really a strong data point. Because as you know, in the United States, for example, there are communities that are virtually crime-free, but they perceive a higher risk in their communities as a result of a variety of things, right, which aren't actually statistically meted out. And what's really concerning about this is that we're using basically a public opinion poll in a country that is in countries in Central America, but this report is specifically about Honduras, that don't have reliable data sets and information as it is. And so relying on perception, which is easily manipulated, which is really hard to track, and it's really hard to codify, which is why you may see really broad variations in what the data actually says versus statistically what is real. And what's really concerning about this is that this is the information being used to convince U.S. Congress to send many multiple times more money, millions and millions of dollars, over $1 billion now, over the past several years, to programs in Central America that we have no proof are actually working.
Right. Well, and speaking of manipulation, I've been in Honduras, covered incidents there regularly every 2 or 3 months for the past, well, since the coup. And I know that recently, on multiple occasions, the president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, has claimed that crime has been reduced. And so that element of manipulation across the population, I think, would be a huge factor. And did the Vanderbilt study control for that?
Oh, absolutely not. It definitely didn't control for that. And I was actually recently in Honduras just a couple of weeks ago doing some follow-up because I wanted to see, you know, if there are any recent, you know, monitoring evaluation reports or anything like that, and there aren't, is the short answer to that that brief jaunt there. But what the violence observatories are actually reporting is that there are increases in crimes. And, you know, I was in Tegucigalpa for a few days visiting different sites where these treatment programs are ostensibly being worked out in these problem areas, right? And they were telling me, oh, no, it's we're doing great work. We're accomplishing a lot of things. And that very weekend, eight people were, you know, killed in as a result of gang violence and territory disputes in the exact community that I had been in a few days before, being told by USAID that everything was fine. So there's definitely not a control for those kinds of variables. And even within the LAPOP study in and of itself, and we didn't really cover this in this paper, but if you look at the entire study, the original LAPOP study that Vanderbilt produced, you'll see that the treatments that they're even talking about are not single uniform treatments. They're comparing a bunch of different treatments and treating them as one, which is also really problematic for accurate impact assessment because you're basically comparing apples and oranges and bananas and pears.
Oh, so can you go into detail exactly what you mean? Do you mean that other than CARC money that there are other factors that are affecting the outcomes?
So the CARC money, right, goes to a variety of different processes, a variety of different implementers, USAID being one of those implementing partners, Creative Associates being another implementing partner. And then they work with some of these organizations, some other sort of local organizations that are focused on community-based violence prevention or police professionalization and training, right? And so when they say treatment in that LAPOP study, they're talking about literally all of those different things rather than saying this community-based violence prevention program is the treatment that we are studying and we're going to evaluate its effect. Instead, they're saying all of these treatments all at the same time are effective. Right. And so we don't get a discrete analysis and we don't get to see which programs are effective and which are not. It is highly unlikely that all of them are as effective as others. And it is also, we actually don't have any monitoring and evaluation. We don't have any data that tells us what each of these treatment programs are and whether each one individually is effective. So you end up comparing, and as our study points out, specifically with the rate of robbery reporting, right, that you're seeing a difference in what should have been decided on as a treatment area, a pre-treatment area, you know, as the control, and then what was actually treated. And so there's not sufficient control for additional variables. There's not sufficient control for regression to the mean. For folks who may not be familiar with the term regression to the mean, it just means that in a place where there might have been an unusually high year of reported violence or reported robberies in this case, we would naturally expect there to be a lull in the following year. And so unless a study controls for those sort of expected changes, it may look like your treatment is actually effective when it's probably other things. We call that a spurious result.
So in a survey, for example, a person might perceive, oh, things are better because they're not as horrible as they were last year, but actually last year was the most horrible, for example. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
Yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah. Okay. In our final minute, can you give me some conclusions that you drew and especially recommendations to maybe those who are evaluating anti-crime funds to actually the Northern Triangle?
Sure. Well, first is that I think the most concerning thing is that we have no impact assessments. It is clear that this LAPOP assessment cannot be considered usable information, usable data, because it is so problematic in the way that it was designed, and its findings are not statistically significant. It could be any number of things. And so it is really important that for those concerned and for those who are monitoring these sorts of appropriations to really get in touch with your congressional representatives and push them to not to continue to send funds to these programs that we have no evaluation on, and to demand mm-hmm. demand that there be actual independent impact assessment of all of the projects that are going on under the auspices of CARC and Alliance for Prosperity plan funding. because what we're seeing is just a giant funding stream without any accountability and without any controls. And we're not seeing violence in the region get better. We are seeing it in many ways get worse. And we aren't seeing a decrease in military and police overextension of authority and outright human rights abuses and extrajudicial killings on top of that. So that's why these findings are so important, because not only is it really sort of questionable science, but it's also, it has really dramatic impacts for the lives of Central Americans. And we should be making sure that the money that we're sending is actually doing the things that it purports to do and not just funding militarization and the criminalization of police.
All right. Laura Young of CEPR, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.